Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you can make all this world seem right.
We're back. 17 till. A little bit of the platter's bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. And if you want us to follow you home, we'll do that. If you subscribe to my newsletter, we'll do that every Sunday afternoon. Send it to you by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. You can RSS almost, I guess, basically everything on the site there. If you like that, if you like Gary Moore, our guest this half hour, and you want to make sure you get whatever he says or does with us, just let us know about that on the page, right there on the homepage, right there on his page, I should say. Gary Moore is our guest. He's the author of Faithful Finances 101 and a new book coming out. Gary, tell us the title and when is it coming out?
Well, I'm getting ready to send it to the typesetter, Jim, and it's going to be called Look Up America.
Look Up America.
Yeah, because what it's saying, the subtitle is, the book is for dispirited Americans who are dispirited from looking left, looking right, and at a lower standard of living for their children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obviously moral and spiritual. I think our real problem is that we're in a spiritual crisis, Jim, that's been caused by a moral crisis.
And
Ignoring.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. So in essence, it's basically saying we were talking about there's a new series in Financial Times of Great mm-hmm. Britain that called The Crisis in Capitalism. And you were saying you didn't know what it was going to take to turn around. Well, if you listen to moral thought, and Judeo-Christianity in particular, it really requires what we call repentance. And Frederick Buchner described that as coming to your senses. Okay? And we're going to have to come to our senses about debt, about speculation, about conspicuous consumption. And the book calls a little bit for the return to the Calvinism, it's called, of John Templeton, John Bogle at Vanguard, mm-hmm. and so on. Those were guys who created wealth, who respected capitalism, but did not speculate, did not engage
right.
in conspicuous.
Well, they were investors, not traders.
Well, exactly, and they were concerned.
See, that's the problem we have right now with Wall Street, is it's not about investing, it's about trading. It's about micro-trading. Is it?
Well, one of the ironies I talk about in the book is that firms that call themselves investment firms, I said it's okay to call them trading firms mm-hmm. or speculative, but not investment firms. I mean, those guys are still out there, but they're just not the big.
If you listen to CNBC, including the commercials, Gary, you'll almost never hear the word investor. You might hear the word investor, but it's used wrong. And you'll never hear the word invest, but you will hear about investor, but they really mean traders, and they also say traders, and the whole theme of everything is about trading.
Well, one of the things I ask people, I said, Jim, you're going to let me manage your money as an investment advisor, and I tell you, Jim, I'm going to trade all of your stocks more than once a year, and I'm going to trade your bonds even faster. Would you let me manage your money?
I don't know these days.
Well, that's actually long term, but what I just described is the average mutual fund in America.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know that. I mean, even our mutual funds are no longer investing. You know, Sir John held his stocks on average for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
5 years. That was five times longer than most people are today. There just isn't much investing going on
Mm-mm.
anymore. And, you know, they used to be concerned about things like jobs. You know, Milton Friedman argued that corporations have no social responsibilities other than to make money for the shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's been taught to our CEOs.
Right.
So when you say to them, geez, you know, maybe you ought to think about today what we in essence do, it's called efficiency. Everything's got to be about efficiency and productivity. Is getting more out of fewer and fewer people. That's what the corporate world
is called. Sustainability. That the term they use is sustainability.
Well, I'm not. That's not really true, Jim, because to be sustainable, you have to grow.
I'm just saying that's the term they use. They call it
sustainable. Well, they do use the term, but you can't shrink your way to growth. You can shrink your way to next quarter's profits, but you can't shrink your way to growth.
But you know what? But Gary, what's driving all this? You and I have had this conversation before. What's driving this is the 90-day conference call. And the fear of God that these analysts put into the CEOs in that call.
Yeah, and that's where CNBC comes in. Two nights ago, I was watching, you know, Green Mountain Coffee provides all the coffee for Starbucks. So it's kind of a proxy for how that business is going. And all the guys on CNBC was talking about it's a bad stock, it's overhyped, and so on and so on. They came out yesterday, reported their earnings. Real strong, and the stock was up like 20% yesterday or something, and nobody on CNBC last night, I thought, I wonder how many going to offer mea culpas on this. The stock wasn't mentioned, you know, and that's the problem. If these guys get on and they hit a stock, it's like the racetrack. I had an uncle one time that we knew lost his shirt at the racetrack, but he hit the trifecta one day, and all we heard about the rest of his life was him winning the trifecta.
Right. They don't hold themselves accountable for their own behavior. Exactly.
There is no accountability in America.
Isn't. We've got to get that back. Hey, Gary, give us the website, please. Give us your website.
Financialseminary.org.
All right. And the title of the new book again?
Look Up America, but don't look for it for another month or
It'll
so.
It'll take a little while longer to get it out. And
I'll be back on your show before it comes out.
Well, we're going to launch your book on this show. I expect that. Now, also, Gary, in the next segment, I want you to talk to us about Facebook, the new IPO for Facebook. Get your thoughts on that. Stand by. Gary Moore is going to tell us about his thoughts on whether Facebook is a good investment coming up as they launch their IPO. It's almost 9 after. Here's Barbara Lewis to take us out.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.